Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, October 8th. After finishing the overnight session lower across the board, apparently shrugging off news of this heavy weather up to a foot of snow moving through the northwest, midwest, and northwest plains there. Market seems to have stood up and taken notice of that and shrugged off a little bit of the anxiety over the troublesome events of the past day or so regarding negotiations between China and the U.S., where the U.S. has put some tech companies on notice regarding Chinese human rights violations, and the Chinese delegation may be cutting their trip a day short. So the talks Thursday and Friday still on, expectations a bit lower, but in spite of all that, markets moving higher pretty substantially here today. So we had December corn finish the day up 8¾ cents at 395¾. So we got above that 92¾ level from the gap and moved higher into that. Probably some accelerated fund short covering on that, with the fund still short over 120,000 contracts of corn. Taking a look at the wheat, December Chicago finished up 11 cents at $5.25. Kansas City December up 8 cents at $4.10¼. Minneapolis spring wheat up a nickel at $5.43¼. So after a bit of a sell-off over the last few days, we have now rallied about 20 cents off that sell-off low, and actually did move above the moving average here, the 100-day, at 541. So again, a good recovery in the spring wheat. Like I said, there's about 6 inches to a foot of snow scheduled to hit good portions of that spring wheat area. There's still about 9% left to harvest. They ought to be done, so that is going to have a negative effect on the quality of that if they're able to get it out. And in the beans, November finished up 5¼ cents at 920½, trading as high as 923¾. So we were as high as we've been since mid-July there in the beans. Also put in highs going back to August 12th in the corn, and in the wheat, these highs are just going back to a couple of weeks ago, but strong across the board there. Outside markets also kind of putting a drag a little bit here, but not enough to really stop things. You have the dollar 18 ticks higher, 98.84. Crude oil down 23 cents a barrel at 52.52. And stock market not liking this anxiety about China, down about 200 points right now, 26,265, but over 100 off the lows. So pretty good performance today. Again, we've got that WASDE report on Thursday, 11 a.m. Central Time. We'll see what kind of updates the USDA gives us there. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.